I'm Peggy Sellers, and I became a Christian when I was about 6 years old.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
When I was young, very young, I grew up in an Alliance church in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. We would have, you know, regular church, but we also had evangelistic crusades, and they would come for a week. And it was during one of those that I first realized my need for Jesus. Went to the altar and prayed. I continued to, you know, grow up in the church, and so I was very young at that point, but I was learning as I went. And when I was in high school, I guess it really dawned on me, you know, was this real or am I really saved? And so I made sure that I was really saved. I just, you know, gave my life to the Lord. And I think maybe at that point, I really began to grow in the Lord. You know, I could read my Bible and it came alive to me, and I could hear a sermon and it spoke, you know, it's God's word speaking to me. So it's kind of a turning point in my life. My mom was the one that made sure that we went to church. I have a large family, and my oldest two brothers and one of my sisters are missionaries. A great influence there, and several brothers that were not Christians at all, and a sister that was off the rails a different way. There was a big influence there. And later on, in my teenage years, my dad had a heart attack in his 50s. And that was a life-changing situation for him, where he finally gave his life to the Lord too. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do or what the Lord wanted me to do as I was graduating from high school and determining what would happen next. And I went to Mahaffey Camp, which is an Alliance camp in Pennsylvania. I was drawn to go to Nyack College. So I put in the application. It was July. School started in September. And the way opened up. And the Lord provided just amazingly, because, you know, we were not a wealthy family. You know, my dad worked in a steel mill. My mom worked at a hospital. I was able to work my own self, and my dad, because of his heart situation, got disability, Social Security disability, which at that time paid for my college. It was the Lord providing the whole way. I studied psychology. I wanted to go to the mission field. Both my brother Jim and my sister Marcia were in Africa, so that was kind of, I'd like to go do that too. After I graduated, I needed a job. I needed, you know, to make other plans. And I was still single. It's like, okay, I don't know what to do next. Well, I came to Florida, couldn't find a job, and went back to Columbia, South Carolina, because my sister Marcia and her husband were there. Randy was actually taking courses at the Columbia University, which was the Bible college at that time. And I took a couple of courses there, and then I went off the rails. They left. I was alone, and I took a turn in my life. The long story, but eventually, you know, the Lord doesn't let you go. And I remember one of my brother, Jim, in fact, said, "He's still your Lord." And I came back to that, where I realized that I don't want this life. I want what the Lord wants for me. He brought me back into church, back into obedience. I was in New York, and I came back to Florida eventually, and I ended up over this side of the county with a job and to this church, which was in the old building. I came because it was an Alliance church. It's interesting how, you know, things work out. My parents still lived in Newport Richey, and I would drive back over there on weekends and go to church there. And they moved over in Zephyr Hills. And they said, "We're not driving back and forth." And it was a very small church at that point. not very many kids, and I had Maddie, and my daughter. We just came, and the first person that I knew was Neva. And Neva was working at a bank in Dade City, and I had met her. So when we came, she recognized me right away and greeted me and introduced me to her brother. I worked for Human Services. It's an apartment that doesn't exist anymore. It's called HRS, and I worked there for 8 years. Things were changing there, and I had a supervisor position, and then that position was being eliminated. I was not sure exactly what I was supposed to do or what I could do. I was married to Louis at that point, so I had a little bit of opportunity to make some choices. But I really, really prayed about the choices, because it's scary to lose a job that you have worked hard to make progress in. But the Lord led me to classes so I could get an education degree, and then I could go and teach. And so I taught for 16 years in elementary and had opportunities to just love on kids, you know, be a positive example and as much as possible, you know, show the love of the Lord. I'm retired, and my main social life is at church. So, you know, I don't see a lot of people, but, you know, I make sure to live it out, especially before my family and my kids, and have grandkids, great grandkids. You know, I'm intent on telling them about Jesus to make sure that they know this is the way, the truth, and the life. And I hope that our interactions with them show the reality and the truth of walking the way of the Lord. I'm thankful for the opportunities the Lord has given me to serve. The Lord doesn't leave us in our rebellion, but he brings us back, and he shows us that grace and that compassion. You know, I wanted to be a missionary. That didn't work out the way that I thought, but he allowed me to go to the mission field on 5 different occasions and just serve. Wasn't preaching, wasn't, you know, I was just serving. And I'm so thankful for those opportunities. And an opportunity to share in this ministry of podcasts. And I write a devotional blog that I can share. That's a blessing. I'm really thankful for those opportunities.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.